I remember confusedly that when I would be with our Lord, I would often ask for sorrow for my sins and for the grace to be forgiven of all the evil I had done. And at times, I reached the point of saying that only then would I be content when I would hear him say from his own lips, "I remit all your sins." And blessed Jesus, who can deny nothing when it is for our good, one morning made himself seen and told me, "This time I myself want to do the office of confessor. You will confess all your sins to me. And in the act in which you do this, I will make you comprehend, one by one, the sorrows you have given to my heart in offending me. So that, by comprehending what sin is, as much as it is possible for a creature, you may be resolved to die rather than to offend me. You, in the meantime, enter into your nothingness and recite the Confiteor. On entering into myself, I could see all my misery and my wicked deeds, and I trembled like a leaf before his presence. I lacked the strength to pronounce the words of the Confiteor. And if the Lord had not infused new strength in me by telling me, "Do not fear. If I am the judge, I am also your father. Courage. Let us proceed," I would have remained there without uttering one word. So I said the Confiteor, all full of confusion and humiliation. And since I saw myself all covered with my sins, at one glance, I saw that the greatest one, which had given affront to our Lord, was pride. So I said, "Lord, before your presence, I accuse myself of the sin of pride." And he, "Draw near my heart and place your ear upon it. You will hear the cruel torment that you have caused my heart with this sin." All trembling, I placed my ear upon his adorable heart. But who can say what I heard and comprehended in that instant? Especially now, after so much time, I will only say something confusedly. I remember that his heart was beating so strongly that it seemed that his breast was going to crack. Then it seemed to me that it was torn to shreds and was almost destroyed because of the pain. Ah, if I could have, I would have reached the point of destroying the divine being with pride.